Good afternoon, it's 12 o'clock and welcome to the MoneyWeb at Midday Show. My name is Ryk van Niekerk. And the big news of the day, it has emerged that Cabinet has approved a stimulus package for the economy, and this will be announced tomorrow by Cyril Ramaphosa at a press briefing in Cape Town. We've been waiting for some action from government, so hopefully there will be good news in this recovery plan or stimulus package to ensure that our economic prospects are just a slightly bit better than it currently is, which seems to be pretty depressed. Ramaphosa will also provide some details on the newly adopted mining charter. Of course, that may reduce a lot of the policy uncertainty we are seeing in the mining sector. On the markets, the arrows of most of the important economic indicators are pointing in the right direction. The JSE is slightly firmer, whilst the Rand is also slightly stronger. And we'll also hear later today whether the Reserve Bank will raise interest rates or not. The expectation is that rates will remain unchanged. Hopefully that is the case because the economy really, in my opinion, cannot afford higher rates at the moment. And I'll speak to Makwe Masilela of Makwe Fund Managers about this and other stories. Investment holding company Remgro also reported results yesterday, and I'll speak to CEO Yanni Durant about the numbers. But first, let's look at the indicators. The JSE All Share Index trading 0.2% higher at 56,570 points. Resources down 0.33%. Industrials trading 0.2% higher. Financials, the big gainer, up nearly 0.9%. The gold index down 1%. On other markets in the world, the FTSE 100 currently trading 0.2% higher. The DAX has gained 0.44%, while the CIC 40 is trading 0.7% higher. Higher. Earlier in Southeast Asia, the Nikkei closed flat, Shanghai down slightly, while the Hang Seng gained 0.2%. Let's look at some individual shares that are performing well. MTN has gained 5%, currently at R77.21, and that follows some news that the Nigerian authorities may have softened their stance about MTN. Expatriating around $8.1 billion of dividends illegally. That will be an interesting story to keep our eye on. Implats also gained 5%, RCL up 3.4%, Sibanye up 3.3%, Truworths around 3%, Anglo Plat and MMI Holdings also gaining around 2.7%. On the downside, Kumba Iron Ore is trading down 3.4%, South 32 has lost 3.3%, Goldfields down 2.8%, Assore and Shoprite also down around 2%. On the currency markets, the Rand is trading at R14.48 against the US dollar, R19.07 against the pound, R16.92 against the euro. The euro is trading at $1.16, the pound at $1.31, Bitcoin at $6,387 or 97,000 Rand, 97,050 Rand rather. The gold is trading at $1,201. The platinum price, $821.70. Brent crude, unfortunately, trading higher, currently at $79.16. The R186 is currently trading at 9.04%. Well, on the line, I've got Makwe Masilela of Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, welcome to the show. First of all, we desperately need an economic, blueprint of how we can actually perform better. It seems like Cabinet has approved a plan. We will only know the details tomorrow, but I think it can only be good news.
It can only be good news indeed, and it's a much-awaited plan. You know, people have been talking about it, and as you are saying, people just need the details, because in absence of details, people will assume the worst. But like in this case, if it's stimulus can only be positive. But the biggest question on investors' minds is that will it really talk to the real target that needs to be achieved, or it's going to be one of those broad and vague statements that will do X, Y, Z? Because I think we're at the point where people have to engage directly and tell us their action plans that will be doing. Don't say we'll improve or encourage youth employment, but you just have to tell us how are you going to go about doing all that. But as you said, the stimulus, it can only be good news.
Yeah. Yeah, well, as well as some news on the mining, the mining charter, it has been one of those, swords hanging over South Africa's head. Investors just didn't like what they were seeing. And hopefully there can be some sanity and, you know, the rules are, you know, proposed, everybody accepts them and it can be followed and just removes the uncertainty because, you know, I don't think the details will actually deliver the increased investor and business confidence we so desperately need. It's the body language, the way in which it's projected and say, listen, we've done this to remove the uncertainties. We will tackle all the future problems in the same way. And that may be the spark we need.
That's the spark we need. And for me, I'm too worried about that one, you know, more than the stimulus, because I think that is the most important thing that is going to drive our markets, let alone investor sentiments, because we've known and we've seen the previous charters, the mining industry, they were not too happy, you know, they were at loggerheads with government. So it's very important to see what is it that they're going to come up with. Whatever that they're going to present, we know that our mines, as we're talking now, are bleeding jobs. We know that commodity prices are not favorable, let alone that we've not seen a decent investment in our sector, you know, ever since. That's very important for me to see exactly what is it. Is it going to continue to discourage? Because as we're talking now, truth be told, most investors are discouraged when it comes to that sector. Or will it be one of those charters that will make people to start saying, okay, now is the time to go back to South Africa? Maybe also we need to bear in mind that we are competing with other countries when it comes to mineral resources. We might be having some of the largest reserves, but we've got competing countries as well. So it's very important. But also what was encouraging along that, it was that withdrawal of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Amendment Bill. Remember, that's one of those bills that if the government decides, because it will give more powers to the Minister of Mining, they can classify a resource or a mineral as a strategic mineral. And if they have to do that, then they'll be allowed to have almost 20% thereof. Also, they will have some quotas to say, hey, whatever you mine out, X amount is not supposed to leave the country as raw it is, stuff like that. And the mining industry has been complaining about that bill that is going to discourage investment. So for them to withdraw that, I think it was also positive. And maybe if you want to read between the lines, you might be thinking, okay, they had to take off one of the business off the table so that tomorrow, even if they give us something that we don't like that much, we don't complain. But those are very critical announcements that we are waiting for tomorrow morning. Mm. And still on the mining side of things, you just mentioned the likes of Impala, why it's up. I mean, for the fact that the guys managed to get a favorable court ruling for Zimplats, there was a fine that was imposed on Zimplats of almost $9.6 million. So the court ruled out that no, they were not supposed to. They have to refund that. Hence, we see Impala Platinum being up almost 5% at the back of those news.
Yeah. Another big announcement will be the interest rate announcement later today. All expectations are that rates will remain unchanged, but we live in a wonderful country where anything can happen. And we also see a stronger rand. Do you think the two are related?
Yeah, but remember, the stronger rand as well, you know, an emerging market banking hunters were out in the force, you know, on since this morning, snapping anything from the likes of the South African rand to Russia currencies. So banking hunting when it comes generally to emerging market has been out there, and we've seen the rand also benefited from better than expected inflation numbers. But yes, people expect that the guys will not move. But remember as well, when it comes to the US dollar, it hovered near almost the 7-week low against the basket of major currencies, because that safe haven demand that we used to see when it comes to US currency is kind of, you know, going down, or people are more relieved that the U.S. and China trade war may not have as damaging impact as we initially thought. So the dollar itself is got on its troubles. It's trading at almost 7-week low. But yeah, all at the back, and all eyes will be on what's going to happen with the Reserve Bank. And I think if the guy gets to be more hawkish, maybe that will help the rent going forward. That, you know what, going forward, the Reserve Bank might look at increasing interest rates, as we all hope that they don't increase today.
Yeah, and just lastly, MTN has been in the wars on several fronts. The latest one in Nigeria has really, put it to them. The share price really performing really badly. But today, the share price up more than 5%, and that is after news that the Nigerian authorities may soften their stance on the $8.1 billion the network allegedly expatriated illegally from Nigeria. What are your thoughts on that?
It's very important because if that doesn't get to be resolved, basically it means that the money that they took out of Nigeria has to go back, and definitely that will affect their earnings, that will have an impact on their dividends going forward, and that will continue to discourage other companies to invest. So it sounds like for the fact that the guys have suffered their toll, when it comes to that, it's positive for MTN shares, hence they're up the way they are today.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Makwe. That was Makwe Masilela. He is the CIO of Makwe Fund Managers.